Expressions from St. Paul is made possible by generous contributors like you. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions.
A company that you work for might not be faithful. The doctor you go to might not be faithful. The wife you marry to might not be faithful. The husband you marry to might not be faithful. The friends that you've been running with may not have been faithful.
Dr. Williams puts an exclamation mark on the fact that God is faithful in all seasons. And no matter what we go through, He always makes a way for us.
Why, you ought to be the one to holler loud at anybody, because some of y'all used to couldn't sing. He's made a way. Some of y'all couldn't pay your rent this year, but some of y'all couldn't buy groceries with the ones that you wanted. You had to get number two, and He did what? Some of y'all were so sick and you thought you wasn't going to be able to get up, and He what? Some of y'all was broke and He did what?
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 46 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 1 down through 9. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
God is faithful in all seasons. This is the last season we just had is called the fall season. Now we are in the winter season. But He's still faithful in all seasons. I had an offer to go next week to some place where it was warm for a week. And I said, I can't do that because our church have a leadership conference. I'm not a real Baptist. I don't care what you say. I stick to and I'm faithful to God's assignment. I don't know what you think, and that's not my business. I'm faithful to His assignment, because if He didn't think I would be able to do it, He would have never given it to me. Amen. And you said, but you turned down that trip. I turned down a lot of them. I had an opportunity to go to Brazil during our church's anniversary 2 years ago. This is my Brazil. And the reason that I want to be faithful, because when I get to the point I can't, where did Joyce go? He'll send you somebody, Joyce. And you say, well, they didn't care for me. See, God, let me say it the best I can. Come over here, Percy. I want to show you something, and I want you all to look at this, because this is the Bible. Percy might hate me, but God can turn that around and make Percy feed me, and he don't want to do it.
Right. That's the word.
Maybe you don't know that.
That's the word.
God can have him to bring me a little change because I need it, and he doesn't like it. See, let me tell you why he can do it. I used to play pretty good the organ. I made a mistake and stopped. Just like Joyce playing the organ. If she stopped now and don't touch it for 10 years, she'll have a serious problem.
That's right.
And the reason some of you don't know that God works in all seasons because you turn him on and off. On and off. You can't do that. You cannot love God on Sunday. And my elder said, go home and raise hell all day Monday. Can't do that. So what you have to do is you have to learn how to walk with God all the time. Whether you feel good or bad. Amen. Amen. I was on the plane yesterday. Didn't know the person from Adam. Stopped. And I'm standing on the plane like this, praying. And the person that's in charge stopped. Says, are you okay? I said, oh, I'm fine. Is there anything you need? I said, no. Now listen, you missed this. Are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. Is there anything you need? Where I came from, anything means. Now, if I said I needed something, I don't know the person. Evidently, I looked like I needed something. See, as I said last week, this Afro-American man, he's become now a super millionaire. And he can sing. He has 3 or 4 degrees. And I said, but you have not read the right language. Solomon was the wisest man ever lived, but he died. He had it all, but he what? Died. John F. Kennedy was worth $1 million. He was given $40 million when he got a certain age, but he died. I went to the hospital with another Caucasian friend of mine. And this man said, I'd give anything if I could just feel better. I'd give my money. And I thought to myself, that's your problem. I said to him what I said to you, I said, money is wonderful. We need money in everything we do. But money won't do everything. There's some things that money can't buy. So he said, well, what is it then I can do? I said, give up your money in your mind and accept him in your heart. Are you listening? God is faithful. And some people have left the church because they didn't get no answer. You can sit in church every Sunday and be one of the biggest hypocrites in the United States. It doesn't work like that. Right. Lady said, I left St. Paul because some people were mean to me. I said, honey, they was bigger than your God. Anytime anybody get between you and God, they supersedes God. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Amen. That's right. Amen. 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 Gentleman came down yesterday, last Sunday, and he said, I am happy to visit with you today. I said, well, come back. He said, I will. He said, I understand you well. I have not understood many churches. I said, but we welcome you back here, but I'm not too carried away so much about the church. I want to get you to see the church owner.
Right, 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 right.
I know some of y'all think you all own this church here. You're just as far off as Castro in the White House. This church is owned by God. You may have been here 40 years and you haven't did anything to show God you appreciate him. Amen. He's faithful. You might not be faithful, but he's faithful. Now let me tell you give you a few things how I know he's faithful here. People left. They didn't think we would survive. Let me come over here. Not only did we survive, or have survived, when we closed the books for this year, all of our bills will be paid. I said he's faithful. We haven't had anybody to sign against us, what you call it? A lien. Because we didn't have the means. I repeat, God can take a little bit and make a whole lot out of it. Amen. I'm just giving you some testimony. I called Ross and he was there. I went, someone gave me a coupon. And I went to cash it in. And the gentleman said, I've known you for years. And every time you come here, you're the same person. You don't complain. You don't get upset. And you had to wait. I said, no. Why would I get upset when I leave here? I'm the one miserable. You're not miserable. He said, I'm going to do something nice for you. And he did something nice. And he didn't have to do it. And I didn't ask for it. But when he did it, I embraced him. Are you listening? Because he's faithful. I said he's faithful. The next week I got a letter from that company. They congratulated me for being faithful. Amen. Gerald, I'm going to talk about you today because a lot of folks don't know this. George, what's your, before you was Johnson, what were you? Who? She was Smith. George Mississippi Smith. Now listen carefully. This is theology. And she got one of the first time big, or you call it large positions in Sacramento as an Afro-American woman. But she didn't get it because she was that. She did it because he was faithful. And I look at her sometimes. I bother her periodically because she can't do nothing about it. I'm her pastor. How faithful she is when we have a type here. Musicians get act them, don't want to come, don't want to do anything. That's Miss Labby, don't worry about it. Watch God work. There she is, pastor. And how many times, Miss Labby, that God didn't work? Not one. I told a lady who left this, she had a beautiful voice. And she said, well, I'm not coming back. Maybe you didn't hear it. Maybe you didn't hear it this morning. Call him. Jesus. 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 Call him. Watch him work. God had a church before he had her. When you're unfaithful of what God assigns you, you're telling God he didn't assign you. Amen. There's nobody in this church, nobody has more responsibility than I have. You can say what you want to say, but you don't. Some days I am so busy until I don't even have time to eat. There he is, but he gets me through it. I told the queen here who got a business, there she is, I said, just keep praying. You'll see where you'll go. You'll do well. And as soon as God started blessing people, other folks talk about it.
That's right.
And the reason they do that because they're not, it's not necessarily jealous. It's because they didn't fully develop. Let me tell you why I don't talk about folks who are blessed. I said this, I can talk about Aubrey, because I can outrun him. If they tell me tomorrow that Aubrey caught that 200-300 million for the lottery,
right.
I might not like it because he played it, but I'd say, where is my share? And then when I get my share, I want to give God his share. Now, I wanted to give you something today. Richard, you in the finance today? Who's in the finance? What do you mean by someone? Name him. John here. Come here, John. Where's John? John, come over here so they can see you. So if any money is missing, don't come to me. Johnny, this, you put this in an envelope. Church, this check, it says at the middle of this check, at the top of it, it says Ephraim Williams. Now, I want to share with you. I'm talking about God is faithful.
Yes,
you need some evidence. Johnny, this is my, I give you my tithes already for December. This is my tithes. I got a sermon coming up next Monday. I hope you bring some friends. This is my tithes of the kindness that people was to me during my birthday and during Christmas. This is the tithes on it. Number one, I asked Lorraine last week. Lorraine, every fifth and fourth and first Sunday, the church asks for $5 for mission. Look on the book and see if I missed any Sundays. She said, yes. I was balanced owing for my $5. Here it is, it's in writing. So I got the tithes on the gift, and I brought up the date, my $5 that I missed. It's all on this check. When you put in the envelope. You say, but why you tell us that? Because you need some evidence. He works, faithful. When I first came to this church, they told me, don't do that. When we give you something, you don't have to tie it on it. And they were right. But they missed something. When we give you something, you through with it. When you give me something, you have no cesse over. You giving it to who? Me. Then I'm obligated to do my job. Amen. Amen. You said, but I'm not doing that. And many people have said, they don't tithe because they don't want the preacher to get that money. You see how stupid that is? If God called a preacher, he's going to take care of it. That is if God called him. But if God didn't call him, you're going to struggle all your life. I have never missed a meal. I've lost some weight, but I didn't miss no meals. And the reason I lost weight, I want to continue to be tall, long, and handsome. I'll leave that alone. So as we look today at the close of 2017, God has been faithful all this year. If you don't know he's been faithful, how did you get here this morning? Well, I came in my car. How did you get the car? I know folks got brand new cars and don't work. And look like a queen, a king. If you want to talk about how faithful God is, it then depends on your response.
Amen.
You respond to him? I wanted to say again. If he's faithful, what about you? I've looked 4 different places in case something happens to me. And I had to be put in a place to be taken care of. I picked out 4. I don't want to wait till I get sick. I want to do why God has blessed me and he's doing through me. You say, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about it either. That's why I picked him out. You sit in church, half of you all, and don't have a dime with the insurance. And you're going to die. And you're going to put people in pain. You can go to Nordstrom's and can't buy $20,000 worth of insurance. Not faithful. At 18, Hiller said, from now on, I won't pay your insurance no more. Because you got a job. This is to the brethren. When Butch was born, I went to Mississippi and bought, what you call those things? For the Barry people, I bought four. I had two kids and a wife. I own them now, and I'm keeping them down there because some of my other relatives are going to come up with nothing, and I have to give them one. I own four, because I thought maybe Miss Williams, I was dead, she wanted to take me home. And I didn't want her to have no headaches. I own them now. My mother bought, and daddy bought 12. There's still five left. Nobody's in them yet. Faithful. You pay $125 to have your hair done and don't have a nickel worth of insurance when you die. Something wrong with the picture. Or you pay $50 to get your toenails and these claws on your fingernail and don't have a nickel worth of insurance. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Amen. And the last thing, a preacher came out of the Bay Area and whispered to me, he said, Pastor William, we're going to raise an offering to help you pay for Sister Williams' service. I said, oh, no, you can't do that. He said, what you mean we can't do it? He says, it costs money. I said, but you can't raise no offering. And I said to him, when I said to you, I said, well, if you had went on, Lamont would have stopped you. And if he couldn't, Harvey would have set you down. Those are my words. They wouldn't let you do that. I said, if they did, they are saying to God, the church that she worked in for 39 years, lie. They said they love her and they don't want to help bury her. You don't have to say amen. But the Bible said to the preacher, tell the truth. That's the gospel truth. Amen. Amen. He's faithful in all seasons. I'm in my last season. I know you don't want to talk about that, Jazz, but you're in your last season. You passed 50. And as long as he's faithful in all seasons, I want to always be in the season where he's faithful. Amen. Look at what Paul, and the man wrote this text, 1 Corinthians 1:9, he said, God is, not was, he is faithful, by whom ye were, friend, listen to what he said, called. How you was called, saved, that God was faithful. All right, friends, he was faithful. Look what he says here. Faithful unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God was faithful to Jesus who died for us. Jesus said, I'll die for them to reconnect them. And God then had to honor that by being faithful and saving us. Now, some of y'all are being saved, and all of us are being saved. When I use the word being saved, you haven't accepted him yet. Amen. Amen. Friends, don't get careless at the end of 2017.
Amen.
You can say what you want to say, but you can say, well, the year's been tough. I'm going to get me a little drink. Your spirit is losing its power. And it takes time to get it back. Amen. You won't lose your salvation, but you'll lose your fellowship. Amen. Let's move on. So Paul says in verse 13, he gives to us, he says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as he is common to man. But God is, that's what I love, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted, friend, above that which ye are able to do what? Stand. But he will with, my friend, with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able. Otherwise, if he don't make a way, he'll give you power to stand and resist the temptation. Temptation is not a sin, but yielding is. And there's nobody, I hear this a lot of time and I don't respond. There is nobody in this church who have not been tempted. Amen. Let me give you a laugh for this morning. A lady gave me $100 by mistake. So I went home. I didn't count it. I went home and she called me the next day and said, I made an error and gave you $100 too much. So I would come over and get it. I said, no. I'll bring it to you. Now, I could have said, you didn't get, see, this is the law. You didn't give me the $100. You gave me my change. Who would I have been hurting? Me. She made a mistake. She could have lost her job. I gave it back. They had worked hard to get me in the plane. And now I got their money and don't want to give it back. How can God reconcile that? He can't. There's a lot of things God can't do. I know you think he can do everything. No, he can't. There's some things he can't do. He can't make me do nothing. If he wants me to do something, he can overpower me. But if God blesses me, that's in the first time. I went to the bank this year and went to the window, and here's a lady's purse. She left a bill folder there, full of $100 bills. I could have put it in my pocket and walked out. So look how I was blessed. That's a lie from Jerusalem. When I went down, I said, was the manager here? He said, yes, I get him. I know him. I said, sir, I didn't open it, but somebody left their wallet with $100 of bills in it. And so I said to him, I said, count it. Count it. Because he could have taken out some. He counted it. When I got to the door, this woman running in high heel, running. She said, I left my wallet. That's what she said, running. I left my wallet. I said, I found it and gave it to the manager. She said, how you found it? Oh, you found it. And she hugged me. I hugged her back with a Christian hug. I'm already tempted with the money. I had to be careful not to be tempted with the hugs. Let's be honest. You're not that holy. You're not that holy, Brother Art. Don't you let yourself fool yourself. You by being yourself, you better look at the one who is faithful, can take care of us. I don't have time to finish the message, but let's take a look at this. Take a look at it. Look at it. Take a good look at it, friend. Timothy, Paul says to his son, 2 Timothy 3:13, he says, listen what he says. If we, that's the saints of God, if we believe not, yet abideth faithfulness, who? He abideth faithful, my friend. Even if we don't believe, he cannot deny himself. He must be faithful. And so 2018 was coming in. Have you decided, come what may, but I'm going to be faithful to my Jesus? That is a added position for us. The three Hebrew boys had been trained what not to eat, what to eat, and what to do and what not to do. Then all of a sudden, they were tested. King, what's his name? The big wheel, Nebuchadnezzar. Trump number two. He said, here, you're going to eat this and you're going to drink this? And they said, no. They, listen what they said. Oh, King, we will not bow. Now, he didn't say, I won't. He said, we. Because they was one in three. Even if God decide not to deliver us, we know he can. There's Richard here. We have some stuff being done through the city. I said, Richard, don't worry. We'll get it done. We got it done. Because I knew more than the one who said we couldn't do it. Get to know Jesus for yourself. Yeah. Let me give you something here. I write notes to Jesus, and when I'm praying sometimes, so I don't forget. I get caught up in the prayer and can forget. And I'm praying for God to bless St. Paul. Then I stay in that lane. When I'm praying for God to bless the members of this church, I stay in that lane. I don't add Ephraim in the lane. Then when it's time to pray for Ephraim, I don't pray for St. Paul. I put Ephraim in the lane. And I tell him what I need. And I always said to God, if you bless me, I'd be a bigger blessing to St. Paul. When I get through with that, then I have certain people that call their names. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. I say, we got one, we got this one, we got that one. Speaks to their hearts. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They got bad attitudes. They are mean. Yes, yes. But you are God. Yes. Bless them. Touch them. Help them. And I watched 2017. It worked so smooth. Churches now closing down, calling us for help. We haven't closed and haven't missed nothing. We don't have no church note. I was determined to follow God. Amen. God told me, he said, oh, you don't need no 15 years. I didn't say anything. I was told to commit it. They said, where are you going to get the money? That's not my business. God tells me to go get a bus, I'm going with it. And I'll take about 10 of y'all. If he said we need 10,000 now, each one of y'all, I said, give him 1,000, give him 1,000, give him 1,000. And they can't say they don't have it because God knows they got it in the bank. And Art said, see, when you deny God, you lose your blessing. There he is. I will never forget this. I'm taking this to heaven. I was attacked twice when I was talking about Art being a deacon. He's too young. He don't know what he's doing. And had three babies. Ran an office for the state. And was married to the queen who wouldn't have never had him if he hadn't been a king. And look how God has developed him.
That's right.
I call him son. I watch his development. You don't develop according to people.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You develop according to how faithful you are.
Right.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen. We're going to do some things next year.
Amen.
It costs money.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, where are we going to get the money from? Out of your pocket.
Right.
If you're a child of God, you don't have no business, no problem paying. Is that right, Mrs. Hampton? Miss Hampton, wake up. Is that right? I didn't hear nothing. She said, yes, sir. Why would I let God bless me to have a donation every month and I don't want to give him anything? Why? That means I'm not faithful. Okay, I'll cut it off. But I got to say something to wake you up. And the church of God said,
amen.
Church, listen carefully. The company that you work for might not be faithful. The doctor you go to might not be faithful. The wife you married to might not be faithful. The husband you married to might not be faithful. The people you work for might not be faithful. The raise that you've been offered might not be faithful. You hear me today? The friends that you've been running with may not have been faithful. Friends, the people who have hugged you and kissed you may not be faithful. Now listen carefully. Your children might not be faithful. Listen carefully. All of the people you've known may have turned their back on you because they were not faithful. You may have prayed some prayers and you think they have not been answered, but God has been faithful. I'm here to tell you, there has never been a time or season that God has not been faithful. I've watched God when I was a teenager, long time ago. I got scalded and the doctor said he will not be able to walk again. I'm hopping, but don't worry about it. There's a man wrestling with an angel all the night. He died limping. You got to remember there's nobody like God. And so I stand here this morning to tell you, he's been faithful. Come here, Job. Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to what? Wait on him. He didn't come yesterday, but he'll come this afternoon. I tell you, he's faithful. If you don't believe me, read Abraham. Abraham will tell you he was faithful. If you don't believe Abraham, read Enoch. Enoch walked with him, and when he went out of sight because God was faithful. And if you don't believe Enoch, listen to me careful. Read and study, my friend, The young man that they sold and put him in a dungeon, what was his name?
Joseph.
Joseph, they sold him. His brothers got rid of him. And God, they didn't know God was working on their behalf. And then someone came along and bought him.
Yes,
and friend, he went into Egypt and became the prime minister, ran everything. You cannot tell me God is not faithful. Let me give you another thing. And when I was growing up, I used to watch it and I didn't like it. I used to watch my mother. We kill a hog Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It was for the community. That's what they said. I thought to myself, why would you give the hog to the community and but all of us here? We need that hog. But they could see what I couldn't see. Friday after Thanksgiving, they killed another hog for us. You missed it. And I remember hearing my mother, she said, you all don't know nothing, just keep on living. The same thing I used to complain about to them, I end up doing it all my life. I gave away money for Christmas because it's in my system. They put it in me, and I can't ever let it get out of me. I don't care how tough it gets. I got to be able to do something that the Holy Ghost leads me to do. Now, St. Paul, you might be Baptist, but that is a Holy Spirit. Say the Bible called the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost ever get a hammer on you, you would do stuff you thought you would never do. You heard that song years ago. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Well, if he ever falls on you, you'll find yourself doing things you thought you could never do. You'll move, you'll shout, you'll run, you'll clap, you'll holler, you'll praise him. And the reason we don't want to praise him, because the Holy Ghost has not fallen on us. He might be in you, but you need to feel him. You need to feel him. Friend, God want to help you. Please open your heart. Let him help you. Amen. I wished I had time to give you some testimonies. How he works. How God works. On your behalf. Is that right, Richard? How many times you been with me here? And we had to do something. And they said, one group said we can't. What did the other group say, Richard? We'll do it. I didn't discuss money. I discussed it to God before I got with them. I must tell Jesus all of my work. He cannot. All the work. Tell him. Now we have one of my sons is going to sing while I open the door of the church. If you're here today, don't fool yourself and think you got it made because you live in the El Dorado Hills. The devil's up there and God. One of my sons is going to sing. And I want you to, and please don't walk. You're not going nowhere that you have to go unless it's to the bathroom. He's going to sing. I had to cut my sermon short, but he's going to sing something that has always, I heard it last week, and I want to hear it again. It's been singing in me all this week. You might not like it. That's not my business. I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. He's going to sing, he, God, made a way. He made a way. Choir, you ought to be the one to holler loud at anybody, because some of you all used to couldn't sing, and he's made a way. Some of y'all couldn't pay your rent this year, but some of y'all couldn't buy groceries with the ones that you wanted. You had to get number two, and he did what? Some of y'all were so sick, and you not thought you wasn't going to be able to get up, and he what? Some of y'all was broke, and he did what? Some of y'all was mean. He made you what? He made a way. Sing, son. Now, after he finished, we want you to come to Jesus. Come to him. Come to him. He made a what?
He made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. But when it looks as if we can't win,
yes, yes,
you wrap us in your arm and
yes,
step in. And everything we need you supply.
Yes.
You got this in control, and now we know that
yes,
you made a way.
Yes.
When our backs were